When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation with Joe Vitale and Matt Benton about their documentary film, Evil Unearthed. Now, as you guys are there, I'll ask you, Joe, while you're there in and out of this location for such an extended amount of time, did you feel things changing over the course of time? And you can jump in too, Matt, if you have any theories or any thoughts on this. Do you feel it kind of change? Does it change day to day? I've heard about that with a lot of locations.
Yeah, it definitely. So the Monroe House, one of the things that, you know, I said, Matt has said as well, it's a very psychological haunting. I mean, you could go in there and everything's fine. You feel welcome. You feel at home. And then it could just switch, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've investigated the house many times. Most of the time, you know, it's fine or whatever. There are times, though, where my anxiety goes through the roof. Don't know why. I've experienced this myself, and I know Matt, he'll probably add on to this too, but yeah, when we were filming there, I got mad at one of our guys, Michael, and I'm like, I want to punch you in the face. Like, I'm pissed off at you. And he didn't do anything wrong. Like, it was just for no reason. I mean, I knew what was going on. So I was like, you know, kind of conveying, hey, this is how I'm feeling right now. And, you know, other people have experienced that as well. These
exactly.
You know, mood changes. You know, whatever's there can definitely manipulate people's feelings. Thankfully, you know, like for me, and I know for Matt, we realize when that's happening. So we're just kind of vocal about it and explain, you know, hey, I want to knock your teeth down your throat, but you didn't do anything wrong.
So don't take it personally when I hit you in the face. Yeah. Didn't that happen to you, Matt, in the film? You got very, at one point you're like, I am really angry.
I was going to put that Joe's experience in the film, but because the time of the film was already getting very long, I was having troubles implicated to where it wasn't adding more runtime. And so, because I already kind of showed that people were being affected there. I showed mine and I showed Maddie's experience in two different ways. And it was interesting because she's a woman and she felt those things. And as a man, I felt the other things, which is interesting because of the claims there. I kind of already gave that contrast, but it would have been cool to add more experiences because even Helena had similar experiences there too. Hers wasn't documented well. Joe's was because it's on camera, I believe. And I don't remember if I saw it, actually. I have to review it again.
With Helena, I did notice that she was getting agitated.
Yeah.
I just knew. Her demeanor and stuff like that. She didn't like flip out.
On the third night. I think it was the second or third night that she was getting agitated. Yeah, so that is very common there. Actually, I just spoke to another team very recently, and they had the exact same experience, that they were just getting pissed off at each other for no good reason. It's a very common occurrence there. I even heard it happen to Nick Groff, too, when he was there. I was told that, I believe, by Eddie. So it's a common occurrence there.
Does it leave? Does it stay with the house, or does it kind of follow you when you leave?
It follows other people. It hasn't followed me. It's followed Eric. And it's followed some others that I've heard. Actually, Eddie has thought about closing the place down because of bad things happening to people. In his beliefs, he believes like some bad things are happening to people out when they left the place.
Oh.
And he even believes that's possibly caused deaths. So that's why he even thought about closing it down a couple times.
I would definitely consider that if I thought it was causing.
The only reason why I didn't put that in the film because it's nothing you could confirm.
Right.
It's all like accidents or health issues and stuff like that. So it's nothing that you could really say it's paranormal. We're not Zach Bagans here.
And here's the thing, you know, Eddie, he does worry about those kinds of things, but I've had a heart attack, and I have a, I can't remember what it's called.
Like a pacemaker?
Not a pacemaker, no, a stent or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I'm fine. I think it's more of a coincidence than anything else. You know, I don't believe it was paranormal. What, you know, however these people had passed away, I don't believe it was paranormal. It's just, it's life and, you know, health.
Yeah. Now, there was an incident with a woman, and I think her name was Deb, and it happened in the blue room. And you referred to it as a possession, and when you listen to the audio, I would think that's what a possession would sound like.
Yes. The only reason why I even categorize it, because for me it was an oppression at first, but then she said she blacked out during it.
Yes, because you actually talked to her in the film.
Yes.
About it.
Because of her blacking out from the whole thing, or a big portion of it at least, I guess you would consider that a possession then, because she doesn't remember a lot of it. And on top of that, I remember Michael was saying like she had the strength of 10 effing men, is his quote. And so that was also kind of relating to possession too. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I think it's possession. So I categorize it as that. I was about to do oppression because that's what it sounded like to me when I was listening to it. Like she was having the emotions of something else that from the past or something like that. But that it turned out that because of the blackout and the strength thing, I was like, okay, I think this is a possession. So I categorized it as that.
And you actually sit her down in the house and you have a conversation with her about it. When you're listening yeah. to the audio of it, the mm-hmm. possession,
mm-hmm.
she sounds unhinged. Like, it is not a normal sounding woman. When you sit down and talk with her, she is the most normal person. And then during all of this, like, she gets, I think it was in both of these situations, she gets scratched there. And yeah. then when she's back in the house with you, it happens again. So
it's happened three times, and we got two of them on video. So, yeah. It's probably even happened more than that, to be honest.
It almost seems like it's targeting certain people.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier, is that it's a very psychological haunt, and it's targeting. Mm-hmm. And it's usually women, it seems, also. Eric, because he's very woman-like. I'm just kidding. He's very open. He's just very open. No, I'm kidding. He's just a very open person.
That's yeah. what it is. So it's maybe it senses perhaps there might be a weakness in that person. And I would think someone like Deb has enough experience that she would kind of know how to, you know, I don't think anyone should go into a house like that without having a skill set on how to deal with things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it was interesting. It was also the first time she got scratches, three scratches, two times actually. So I found that interesting because when scratches are usually forming, like the mocking of the Trinity type thing, I find that interesting, especially. And it usually happens to Christians, which is weird because she didn't really ever consider herself Christian, but I think she does now, recently. But back when I first called her about it, because I actually interviewed her, it wasn't in the film, because I interviewed her in person. So I did a phone call interview with her soon after that, I think 1 or 2 weeks after the time she got possessed. And at that time, she wasn't a Christian, so I found that interesting that she got scratched by threes that time period.
That may be the reason why that happened to her. Just speculating. It's going to sound a little crazy. But sometimes those things happen for reasons, and maybe those reasons, you know, maybe do get her to be more in line with faith.
Mm.
Yes. In the beginning she was 2018 her, she wasn't, I believe, a Christian. I think she's more Wiccan. And now in recent times, don't quote me because it could be my memory could be wrong about it, but I think she is Christian now. But you have to ask her about that one. Don't quote me on it though.
Well, I don't know. After going through something like that, I'd be like, sign me up for anything other than this. This is a terrifying experience. Now, is there any time in the years that you invested in investigating this house, was there any time that you're like, you know, I don't really think we've got it here at this house, or maybe the opposite, it's too much, I can't deal with this house?
It's never too much.
It's never.
I kind of had a sense you would say that.
It's always not enough.
It's always not enough, yeah. We always want more.
And you had to have, seriously, there has to be hundreds and hundreds of hours of footage that you went through over the years. Yeah.
I could not review all that DVR footage. Mm. It was 3 days nonstop of recording. No, 4 days, actually, because Joe got there earlier. So 4 days of nonstop recording. I had to skim through a lot of it, like, you know, using the slider, going mm-hmm. through it and seeing if anything moved or something like that. I wasn't even looking at apparitions at this point because I'm using the slider. I'm looking for different things moved out of place. That's what I was looking for mainly. And
so it's overwhelming.
It's too much. You need a person. I need to hire someone for that because I'm in the Marine Corps and doing this at the same time. I'm like, oh, I cannot do all of this.
And I don't want to sit there and watch paint dry.
that's what it is.
Well, it literally is.
I was going to ask you, Matt, how you do find time to be in the Marines for how many years now? Did you say four years?
4 years. Yeah, this one I started the editing and filmed it all in the Marine Corps. Sorry, when I say filmed it, I mean the big conclusion part, the 2023 part and 2024 footage. Those were the time periods where I was still in the Marine Corps. And we went back. So I bought a new DJI Action 4 camera. Sorry, not Action. Sorry, DJI Ronin 4D camera. And which is like a $13,000 setup for everything I bought. And I was like, okay, I want to go back. And we went for Thanksgiving to go back.
We spent Thanksgiving at the Monroe. We ate Thanksgiving dinner, literally, at the Monroe House.
And it's only because of the Marine Corps, because they don't give you leave periods all the time, but they do for the holidays. So
right.
I didn't want it for Christmas. So I was like, yeah, we're definitely going to do it for Thanksgiving then. And so we went there for Thanksgiving, and I, with my new camera, that's why you got to see all these badass movement shots, was with that camera, and it's so cool. And like 14 stops of dynamic range, and the color correcting looks, mwah.
It looks amazing. Really good. Yes. Well, and it's not like when you're in the Marines, you can go on the weekends, we'll just run over there. You know, it would be hard to get that done.
Yes, and I had to fly out there. We only had one day to film because then I spent time with the family the next day because I didn't want to go there because I have some family in Indiana. I didn't want to go there and not see them. And so we did that, and I think we chose Thanksgiving on purpose because the next day was already taken, because I would have chose the next day.
Oh, yeah.
But who's going to take it on Thanksgiving? So.
Apparently us.
We're the ones that did it on Thanksgiving.
We got the one day.
Yeah, we got that one day. We got the cool B-roll shots, and that paid off because the cinema cameras, it's a huge bump up in our production quality, and also the editing's gotten better, in my opinion, too. So it's cool because every time we do a film, it's going to get better and better because mm-hmm. – just more experience and also better equipment. So,
well, and you also do a great job with the sound. I'm an audio person, obviously, and my background's in radio. And so when you hear the effects and the music, you know, that all builds tension. And so a lot of times you're watching something and you don't even realize that's happening and it's building the tension for you. With the combination of the footage and that. I don't know who put all that together, but you guys did a great job.
I did.
That was fantastic. I did all of that.
I love sound design. My favorite thing about my editing is just doing the sound design
mm-hmm.
because I think it makes it stand out of other documentaries because of the sound design. Because that it felt like a horror film,
mm-hmm.
but
yes.
it's a documentary.
Yeah.
So
agreed.
Now,
hats off, Matt. That was really good.
A friend of ours and I, Crow of Judas, we actually did a song for the documentary. And I'm like, nobody's going to hear it. It's at the end. Like, people are going to stop the credits. Nobody's going to hear it. But yeah, we did a song for it. And it turned out really good. Him and I worked really well together, bouncing off ideas and things like that to do the song. And actually, I was actually surprised how fast it did come together.
It's at the black screen credits. That's when their song plays. So if you want to rewatch it and listen to the song, you can. So
now
the red screen credits, though, I had a lot of fun editing. Actually, it's funny because that was one of my favorite parts of the film was the red credit sequence because I had so much fun because this so here, as a documentary you don't want to mess too much with like the original possession audio
mm-hmm.
but for an end credit sequence you're like, oh, free reigns, it's just art now. So I'm like, so I was like, now I get to mess with their audio. So I messed with their possession audio a little bit to make it creepier
mm-hmm.
and it was fun. So that sequence was fun for me a lot.
Do you feel like you have told the story of the house, or do you feel like there's more yet to be told? Do you think, at some point.
The only thing to my knowledge to be told is who, I guess we're giving it away. Well, it's kind of already known. The bones is the only thing that needs to be clarified of whose bones those are and why they're there. That's the only thing that I don't think we're going to ever really get the answer to unless they let us completely take them out and everything. But they're not going to. Eddie doesn't want to do that. He wants to keep them there, not disturb them. And so I actually had to go by photos and everything for the anthropologists and archaeologists to view them. So that's as far as we're going to probably get until maybe there's new ownership. Maybe they change things. I don't know. But I hope they don't, because I like Eddie as the owner. He's amazing. He's one of the best location owners you can find out there, because he doesn't overprice things. Like, he could easily overprice this place if he wanted to, because it's been on TV everywhere, all that. And so, but he doesn't do that. It's $200 a night. That's it for a whole house. And it's all night long. So, I recommend supporting businesses like that in the paranormal community, because there's not that many that are doing that these days. I thought it was pretty funny. One of the people that interviewed us recently said that you guys basically own this house when it comes to the best documentary out there on the Monroe House. And I thought that was cool that he said that, because we went super in depth with this with this location. And it's, I think, the most in depth you're going to get on the Monroe House. Because if you go on YouTube, it's a whole bunch of rumors aren't true. They don't use any of the real documentation. It's like all this stuff. It's just basically they just spew whatever they were told, and they don't do their own research. That's the problem with a lot of YouTubers in the paranormal right now. They don't do their own research, a lot of them. And so,
well, if they do actual research, then there goes the spookier narrative.
Right. Right.
So in order to, you know, get those views, you know, you got to go with the scarier narrative. But I think with
the Monroe House has that, though.
It does. But, you know, more crazy things.
Yeah. Adding the someone murdered someone, a baby in the crawl space, those things.
Yeah.
Like, the murder thing is not confirmed and never has been. The baby in the crawl space, when they're talking about the specific one that died in 2003, I think it was. That one, or 2002, I can't remember what year. That one has been buried somewhere else. So that one was definitely not in the crawl space. If there is a baby in the crawl space, it's definitely not that baby. Right. And so, yeah. So
rumors of people, you know, taking themselves out in the house, which there's no documentation to support that in any way, shape, or form. I mean, there was just a lot of things that were rumors. They can't be substantiated. I mean, I think we did our job doing the research.
And very good, because I think that you're so right. A lot of times people, what they're really wanting are clicks and views. To get that, they have to have this really scary thing. And so it's not really done about researching that location or trying to do what you guys did, really. You know, really dive into the location, spend a lot of time there. You know, they want to go in over a weekend and post some quick videos and get a bunch of views.
Right. And just because we were able to debunk a lot of those things that didn't happen, it does not take away from the house at all. Mm-mm. It makes it, well, a little more stranger.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
So we did the same thing with the Harrisville haunting, because the Harrisville farmhouse has a lot of things that were just not true when it came to Bathsheba Sherman and everything. So it's like we're trying to build our reputation of doing our proper history with it when it comes to these big productions. So it's important to us. History is very important.
So after going that in depth to this house, into this house, spending that kind of time there, and it takes a lot of time to put footage together and take all hundreds of hours of footage and what's it like
2 hours?
Yeah, and 2 hours and some. The documentary is. Are you ready to start a new project, or are you kind of, because you got the gear, You got a nice camera now. Are you ready to dive into something else? Or are you kind of like...
We already have plans.
Okay.
We already have a lot of plans.
Are you going to give me any hints?
We'll say beginning of next year, we hit the ground running.
Yep.
That's exciting. And you've got a location
all
picked out.
I'm out of the Marine Corps too, so I have more freedom. So
you have more time?
Yeah, I have a lot more time. And on top of that, so a lot of good things happening. Doors are opening because of the documentaries being out and everything on TV. So it's helping us out a lot. So,
and congratulations, because you've won several awards on the film.
Thank you.
So that's awesome. And to get it on Prime, that's a pretty big accomplishment.
It's on Prime, YouTube Movies, and Google Play at the moment. Those are the three places it's at the very moment. And it will be on Blu-ray at Walmart.com, BarnesandNoble.com, BestBuy.com, and Target.com. It'll be all over the place.
That's so awesome. Congratulations on that. Thank you. I just found it on Prime. It was like, I think, $2.99 to rent. Money well spent. I have to be honest, though. One night, I was working, and I pulled it up on the laptop, and I'm listening, watching, you know, and doing some other stuff. I had to stop it because it was like 9 o'clock at night, and I'm like, I cannot watch this before I go to bed. So I watched the whole thing during the middle of the afternoon, nice and sunshiny outside. So just know, like, I really thought I could. I'm like, so what? It's dark out. I'm not going to be creeped out. And right off the bat, like, doors are opening on their own. I'm like, oh, hell no. I cannot watch this right now.
Well, I love it when the people that watch it that get afraid of this stuff, I love it when they watch it, because the horror aspect is for those people. Because I'm a horror fan. And so, like, you know, there's the found footage films out there and everything. The thing is, like, they're cool, they're great, but they're fake. It would be cool to have a real documentary out there that has a horror vibe to it. And so to my knowledge, this is the only one I could think of that actually has that horror vibe. That's an actual real documentary.
Yeah.
So,
and it does have that vibe, and good job on that. It's really well done. And Matt and Joe, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to chat about it today. And please keep in touch, because when you've got your next project out, I'd love to talk about that.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time. This is great. And everyone can watch it. Where's the best places one more time?
Prime Video is the main place everyone's getting
it. Super easy. Like
YouTube Movies and Google Play. And later, in about a month-ish, it should be out on Blu-ray. So
awesome. Well, thank you so much, you guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that wraps up our conversation with Matt Benton and Joe Vitale about their documentary film, Evil Unearthed. You can watch it on Amazon Prime Video, YouTube Movies, and Google Play. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, or you could also sign up at patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.